Asher and her magical Christmas story. This story begins a long time ago, in a land that was covered with ice and with snow. Every day and night you could hear the wind blow, rattling the panes on every window. It was here to this land so far away, Asher came for a holiday to visit her uncle, whose name was Uncle Nick. But it wasn't the holiday Asher would pick. It was cold, it was windy, and her friends were not there. She'd just sit in her room, and out the window she'd stare.
I miss my friends. There's nothing to do. I hate this place. Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo!
Uncle Nick felt very bad that little Asher was so sad. So one day he said,
Come with me. There's something I want you to see.
Okay, said Asher with a pout, and she put on her jacket and they went out. They walked and walked through the snow.
Where are we going? Asked Asher. I surely don't know.
Finally, a building through the snow did appear, and Uncle Nick said,
Okay, we are here.
He opened the door with a very loud creak. And when they walked in, Asher took a peek. She couldn't believe everything that was there. There was nothing she'd ever seen to compare. Little elves, oh so many, with hammers and nails, and others with paintbrushes and paint in big pails. They were sitting at tables, 10 in a row, and singing a song that she didn't know.
Uncle? What is this place?
Uncle Nick looked at her with a smile on his face.
Why, this is my workshop, and there's lots to do. If you'd like to help us, I'll find a job for you.
Asher thought for a minute and then said, Okay, I'll help you, Uncle Nick. I'll help you today. She sat at a table, and an elf named Jacques showed her how to make a little toy clock. She painted the clock red and blue, and soon, to her surprise, she was singing too.
Working hard, making toys, making toys for girls and boys. Working hard, making toys for girls and boys. Hammers go tap, 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 making toys.
Then she made 5 more clocks, and it was such fun, she didn't notice when the day was done.
Time to go home, said Uncle Nick. It's 5 o'clock. Tick, tick, tick.
Can I come back tomorrow?
She began to plead. Asher was happy when her uncle agreed. Well, for all the rest of September, October, November, and most of December, Asher worked very hard until the toys filled the workshop and all of the yard. And when the elves sang their song, Asher would smile and sing along.
Working hard, making toys, making toys for girls and boys. Working hard, making toys for girls and boys.
Hammers go, tap, 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 making toys, it's a snap. Hurry, there's so much to do before we're...
They made tops and stuffed bunnies, toy cars, and much more. Tricycles and bicycles piled high on the floor. There were rubber bouncing balls painted red, white, and blue, and board games and puzzles and coloring books, too. Asher made dolls and drums and toy trains. She made yo-yos and soldiers and little toy planes. She made rocking horses and teddy bears, too. And then one day, Uncle Nick said,
"We're through. You've all worked so hard, and I'm very proud of each one of you."
And he laughed out loud.
"Ho, ho, ho! Tonight's the night. Let's pack up the sleigh for my flight."
They all went to work packing the sleigh. With big and small boxes, they worked all day. Yes, they worked all day long. And as they packed the sleigh, they sang this song.
Working hard, packing toys for girls and boys. Working hard, packing toys for girls and boys. Boxes big, boxes small. Hurry, we must pack them all. Put the boxes in the sleigh. It's a busy, busy day. Working hard, packing toys for girls and boys. Working hard, packing toys for girls and boys.
Then the sleigh was finally packed, with boxes piled high and toys in big sacks. Uncle Nick was wearing a big red suit, a long red hat, and big black boots. 8 pretty reindeer stood in front of the sleigh. He said they would help him find his way. What happened next was like a dream. Asher was so excited she wanted to scream. She couldn't believe when she heard Uncle Nick say,
"Do you want to ride beside me in the sleigh?"
She jumped up beside him, and they said goodbye. Then the reindeer and sleigh flew up in the sky. The sleigh bells were ringing, so loud and so clear, as they traveled to lands, some far and some near. All through the night, over rooftops they flew, from England to China, from France to Peru, from Australia to Africa, that sleigh raced on by, over the houses, in the night sky. They stopped at each house along the way, and Uncle Nick took a sack of toys from the sleigh. Down each chimney he would slide, and then back on his sleigh to continue their ride. From the U.S. to Canada, all over the world, he delivered those toys to the boys and the girls. The reindeer rode on till it was near dawn, and the sleigh was empty, and the toys were all gone. And as they were riding so quickly along, Asher remembered the elves' special song.
Working hard, making toys for girls and boys. Working hard, making toys for girls and boys.
Hammers go, tap, tap, tap,
making toys, it's a snap.
Hurry, there's so much to do,
so much to do before we're through. Working hard, making toys for girls and boys.
Asher, looked at her uncle's red suit and white beard. She looked at the reindeer and thought, "This is weird." She remembered the elves singing their song and the sleigh bells ringing all night long. Then a thought so exciting came into her mind. She'd never before had a thought of this kind. This thought was amazing. This thought gave her pause. Could her Uncle Nick really be Santa Claus? When she asked Uncle Nick what she wanted to know, her uncle just winked and said,
"Ho, ho, ho! Ho, 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 ho!"